you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, January 13th, 2021. It's the Prime Life Times in Review, and we have a special guest in the studio with us. Actually, a new grandmother for the second time yesterday. We'll introduce her in just a second.
Now, why are we waiting to introduce her, Mark? You do that all the time.
Because I like to get announcements out of the way or things that I'm going to reference. So that way, when we get our special guest introduced and talking, then we get to focus on
expertise
and her gifts. But
she
I do want to point
out. She's a new grandmother, that's true.
Yes, a new grandmother. So I know there's a lot of grandmothers that'll be excited to hear what she has to say. But yesterday, if you were tuned in, and I've gotten a lot of feedback. I had Bill Lawless in the studio, and we talked about he's a commodity trader, not a traitor, a trader. Get the difference there? A big difference.
I do get the big difference.
But he ended the program. I asked him about his beloved daughter who passed away a number of years ago, and in September we'll have a dedicated day in her honor on her birthday. And so a number of people responded. Bill had mentioned how important it is to have a community around you when you go through a tragedy or people that have gone through that same circumstance. And so I was really appreciative of some of the people that called in or wrote or Facebook posts. And I'm trying to get some information together so that some of these people that have maybe lost a child can find others that have grieved through that process and can help and give insight or tips or recommendations. And so as we talked before this program, I said, with Karen Gert being so gifted and knowing about the senior community and working at Amber Glen and knowing everything from diet to exercise to things that keep them actively engaged and thriving in these senior years, and especially with Amber Glen dealing with Alzheimer's, that presents some unique challenges too. How do you continue to value and honor these individuals that are maybe losing their memory or, you know, attention span and such? And so we have Karen Gert in the studio with us,
and she's, trust us, she has a wealth of information.
She's the community resource director at Amber Glen in Urbana, and typically at least every other month or many times you have articles in our Prime Life Times paper along with, I won't even call them an ad, like this one we have in front of us. It's kind of like a useful resource.
Oh, it is.
It was called, this was from last month, Concerned About a Relative, Take Our Memory Loss Family Self-Assessment. And there's all these categories and things that you could check off or be aware of. And I thought that was really useful. And I think the last time we had you in, we talked through some of this, just tips and ideas. That program is archived. But today we're going to talk about some other things. But your ad in this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, the January edition, isn't that a great
ad? I love that ad.
We salute your service, and there's a veteran, like an American Legion type-looking guy.
You can just see he's got Pearl Harbor on his hat written, and he's just the look in his eyes, and it's just it's a beautiful ad.
And so you can find that on page A12 in the January edition. You can also see this ad online at primelifetimes.com. PrimeLifeTimes.com, and you can look through our various editions. But appreciate Amber Glen, their support of the Prime Life Times paper, and just the great work that you're doing there in Urbana.
Well, thank you.
And
thank you.
Karen writes an actually ongoing monthly column called The Wellness Connection. It's really been very valuable to people. Thank you, Karen.
Well, I enjoy writing it.
Good.
I enjoy writing it.
Happy to grandmotherhood, I guess, for the second time. So yesterday, I guess at about 6 in the morning or thereabouts?
Yes, 6:13. So we get
6:13.
This.
Okay, this 6:13. Is a grandmother. 6:13.
And boy or girl?
A boy.
A little boy. And how many pounds?
7 pounds, 7 ounces, and 20 inches long.
Okay.
And my daughter, Elizabeth, she was all baby. She was actually due on the 3rd. So we kept wondering, is this going to happen? Is this going to happen?
Yeah.
But her husband, Matt, texted us 3-something, 3:26, I think it was.
Yeah.
That's a great text to get.
Yeah, and so they were on their way over to Bloomington to the birthing center. And so we got the text.
You're just glowing, Karen.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of the same glow. What's unique, being a grandmother and loving, you know, a new child, a new member of the family, But you also have that special heart for seniors. Mm-hmm. And maybe summarize, I think the last time we had you in, you walked us through that progression where you went through things with your mom and you just had a really heart, and actually a broken heart for people that maybe don't have the tools or never met up with people to help them think through planning for their parents or their grandparents. And so why do you have such a heart for seniors, and how did God bring you to Amber Glen? Give us a little of that, and then we'll talk about some of the topics you brought in today.
Well, you'd have to ask God why he brought me there. I don't really know, but I feel so blessed that he did.
Right.
I know when we moved back here from Virginia 4 years ago, we were out there for 10 years working at Virginia Tech. And, you know, when we retired from out there, I wasn't ready to quit working. And so, you know, I've gone through a couple of opportunities here, and I'm really enjoying what I'm doing at Amber Glen because I enjoy working with the family members who are, you know, they don't know what they don't know.
Right.
And so, you know, as they're beginning their research and trying to figure out what to do with mom or dad or the spouse, you know, it's very emotional for them. And so I like working with them to help them think through some of the things that, you know, they might want to think about. I give them questions to ask other people, other communities as they're doing their research, to figure out what's the best fit for their situation. And so I enjoy doing that.
And tell us what's unique about Amber Glen and the services you provide there.
Well, what's unique about us is that we specialize in dealing with residents with memory loss issues.
Mm-hmm.
So that is all we do. So the analogy I use is that if you have a heart condition, you're going to go to a cardiologist, or if you have a cancer, you're going to go to an oncologist. You're going to go to that specific doctor rather than family practice. So that's why I think that we're so special, is because that's all we do. We specialize in that, and so our staff is trained to deal with memory issues and to understand how to redirect residents. Plus, at Amber Glen, a couple of other things are, we have nursing staff on site, not on call, but on site 24/7, and our doctors come to us, so our residents don't have to go out for doctor's appointments.
Oh,
so
wow.
Those are really, really important things. But even as you're talking to family members about that, you know, sometimes I don't know that they totally understand what the importance of that and the value of that, but it really is important, because that then allows them to be a better caregiver, if you will, for their parent, for their spouse, rather than have to, you know, get stressed out by taking them to doctor's appointments and stuff. We take care of all of that.
So do you have like a number of levels of care, or is it?
Well, what I like to say is that we have some residents that are more high functioning and some that are more low functioning. And that's typical. As the disease progresses, you become, you know, you're going to need more assistance with the activities of daily living, or eating, toileting, showering, those kinds of things. And so, you know, we're there to do it all.
Mm-hmm.
We're there to do it all.
So what is your exact job?
Well, my exact job, when you say community resource director, that's really marketing. And so it's my job, as the calls come in and people are doing their research, is I talk to the family members and I talk to them and, you know, market our community. And but what I like to do is, because I have an educational background, I would rather educate them rather than market, you know,
what
really
we're doing. Good.
I want to give them the educational information that they need, the resources that they need, you know, to make the best decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I have found that people tend to do is, they might be starting their research and they might not be ready, but many times, and I've seen this happen just recently, they wait too long.
Yeah.
You know, they wait too long until the point where the loved one needs skilled care, and we don't do skilled care. So I always encourage them, you know, not to wait too long before they make that placement. But it's difficult, because it's an emotional decision if it's your spouse. It might be an emotional decision if it's your parent. So, you know, they have to weigh all of this and figure out what's going to be best for their family.
Yeah, it's always better to have a plan in place before the crisis hits, or it gets to the point where, you know, then everyone's flying around. What are we going to do? We need a decision today or tomorrow, or we can't do this, or other family members are out of state or parts of the world. And so that's what I appreciate about you, because you always, usually when you come here, there's additional resources. I know in our literature rack out front, we have a little Amber Glenn flyer.
Yeah.
I love that in our various editions of the Prime Lifetimes, you often will reprint this, but concerned about a relative, take our memory loss family self-assessment. And there's all these categories about orientation, recognition, personal, depression, dietary, anxiety, fears, tasks. Mm-hmm. People can check various things off. And then you have materials or resources, or do you talk them through? Because for many, it's uncharted territories. They've never thought about the what ifs or how does it work.
Right. And so the adult child may be out of state. And so, you know, they might come home for a holiday and realize, oh, my gosh, what's going on here? You know, mom is, you know, not the way she was 6 months ago. And so this is just, I think it's an excellent tool. And that's mm-hmm. what it is. It's just a tool that you can use to give you some guidance about what to do. But Mark, you made the point a minute ago about not waiting until a crisis. And that's the other point that I try to make with families, is because it's always good to have a plan mm-hmm. and to do your research and to be able to do it in the comfort of being able to do that research rather than have to make a decision when you're in a crisis. That's never, never,
yes,
never
that's
a
really
good,
right.
It's never a good time to make a decision.
Well, that's one thing I'm going to say what I like about Karen's. You said what you like. is you're in marketing. And so many people, it seems like, in marketing just want to get the account or whatever it mm-hmm. is. But from the minute you ever came in here, you care about people. It's very clear. It's very clear in everything you do. And so you're perfect for this job, in my opinion, because if I knew someone that needed help, I would send them to you just to get mm-hmm. help.
Well,
because you care about people.
Well, and I do that all the time because, you know, if people aren't ready or if people are thinking about going, you know, to another community, really, I want them to come to Amber Glen. Don't
sure.
get me wrong. Of course I do. But I feel compelled to give them the resources that they need to make the decision that's the best fit for their situation, mm-hmm. not just to sell, you know,
right.
sell. That's important. I just think it's really important to give those the resources, and that will come back. You know, maybe they might make a decision to go someplace else, and if they do, you know, I still want to keep in touch with them because you never know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But and they're going to also remember that you gave them those tools and resources to help them,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah,
make those decisions.
They do.
So to me, that's developing. It's about relationships.
Yes, that's
it's
great.
About developing those relationships and building those relationships mm-hmm. over time.
Yeah.
So,
and speaking about over time, and I knew there was something I left out.
What?
We had picked out that special
song
by
the
Judds. Grandma, tell me about the good old days. So we're going to play a little song, and then we'll come back and ask Karen to give us some tips and ideas and thoughts and how we can better prepare for our loved ones in their senior years. Here's the Judds. Grandma, tell me about the good old days.
Oh.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Sometimes it feels like this world's gone crazy. Grandpa, take me back to yesterday, when the line between right and wrong didn't seem so hazy. Lovers really fall in love to stay, stand beside each other, come what may. Promise really something people can't, not just something they would say. Families really bow their heads to pray, daddies really never. Old days. just don't know. And Grandpa, let's wander back into the past, then paint me the picture of long ago. Lovers really fall in love to stay, stand beside each other, come what may. This promise really something people kept, not just something they would say then forget. Families really bow their heads to pray, daddy's really never.
That was the Judds, Grandpa Tell Me About the Good Old Days. I just thought it was kind of a fun song, and knowing that we were going to have Karen share today during Mark and Friends, and because we have a love for our seniors and our grandparents and our great-grandparents, and there's a vast amount of knowledge and information and life experiences that it's great to be able to tap in and learn from them.
Well, here's a question that occurred to me. How do you talk to or help children, you know, if their grandparent is in an Alzheimer's situation?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one thing to talk to grown kids.
Mm-hmm.
They have an understanding of what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. I know they need help and comfort and support. But how do people talk to children and explain what's happening?
Well, I think you just have to, you know, tell them that maybe grandma or grandpa isn't feeling well right now. But, you know, to engage that child with that grandparent, you know, you might sit down. And I wanted to bring up, they haven't seen the column for the February, but it's
right.
Around.
It's a good one.
It's around loving your loved one, Valentine's Day, et cetera.
Yeah.
And some of the things that you can do as an adult child or with your grandchildren to have them sit down and create some of those kinds of things that are part of their memories. It might be making a card. It might be doing any of those
mm-hmm.
kinds of things that they can dredge up, because that's one of the things that is music, you know, all
yeah.
time, like this song. You know, they love music and they respond to music, so maybe doing something like that. But sitting the child down, whatever age the child might be, and just having
mm-hmm.
them do some kind of interaction, whether it's an activity, reading a book, looking at photos, that
yeah.
kind of thing, and talking about. And,
yeah.
you know, the grandparent, you know, typically kind of responds to that.
That's great information. And, in fact, I just have to tell you that our copy editor, Rob, sent me back that article, your upcoming column
sure.
for February, the Wellness Connection, and he said, here is Karen's very good article. Hey, and that's just take that to heart.
Well,
one of many that have been submitted to our Prime Life.
Well, hopefully, maybe we're teasing people to make
yeah,
sure that they read it
February's.
And pick up the paper, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So where do people go to get this kind of support? I mean, that's very helpful right there, just what you said. I bet there's listeners out there that are going to be like, oh, that's important information.
Well, one of the things I do want to mention to you is that in town here, we have the men's support group and the women's support group at the Y. And obviously, they haven't been meeting, you know, face-to-face, and they meet on Zoom calls, et cetera. But I'm in touch with them, and I send them information about our monthly outreach calls, et cetera. And so the folks there with the women's support group, it's Kay Vance and Phil Hogg does with the men's support group. And they have a nice little brochure that they're giving away free. It's called Dementia, A Caregiver's Guide. And they dropped off a supply of these to me. And it's a very easy pamphlet, easy to read. But I would encourage that if you have just found out that someone, you know, a friend, neighbor, loved one has dementia, that you get in touch with the men's support group or the women's support group, because it's always really good to be able to talk to somebody that's been there and done that.
Right, get some right. support right
yeah,
away.
Yeah, exactly.
And is there a phone number to get in touch with you or Amber Glenn? Because maybe they're saying, I really like this Karen. Yeah. I like her heart. I like what she's sharing. She seems to have a lot of resources and information. How would they get in touch with you or what do you recommend?
So they can call me at Amber Glenn. The number there is 384-0100.
In fact, I can see it listed right here on this month's ad and last month's ad. So if you pick up the Prime Life Times, maybe you're driving to work and you can't get those numbers down. Or you can always call our office, 217-367. And just remember, 7777. And Karen can give you the information. But it's Amber Glenn. You can call Karen. Oh, yeah, Karen, our office manager,
And
then there's Karen at Amber Glenn. But Karen at Amber Glenn, 217-384-0100.
Right. Or they can email me, you know, too. But, you know, it's easy, always easier. I'm one of these people from the, you know, that likes to pick up the phone and talk to people on the phone. I don't like to text.
We need more of you around nowadays because everything's either text or email.
It's getting overwhelming.
Some communications gets lost because why did they put an exclamation in there? Are they mad at me? They used all caps. You know, the caps were left on. They're not screaming at you.
I put happy birthday in all caps.
I hope
nobody thinks I'm screaming at them. Supposed to be happy.
You're screaming happy birthday, and that's a good thing,
I guess. Yeah.
Well, Karen, thank you for joining us. And Marianne, I appreciate all the work and efforts in the Prime Life Times, and you've collaborated with a lot of great content contributors, Karen being one of
them.
Fortunate. And our January paper is out. The February one is being worked on, and
a lot
of great surprises in that.
One of the things, when you talked about what to do with parents and children, one of the things that we've introduced into Amber Glenn is called robotic pets. And it's like a robotic cat or dog. And
seriously.
They act just like cats or dogs. And I can't tell you how that has affected the residents that we've given those to. It just calms them down.
Seriously.
Yes. So if they want to know more information about that,
robotic
just give me a
pets.
Call.
Robotic All right.
pets.
That's a whole new subject for me. I got to think about this.
All right, everyone. Well, you can find out more about Amber Glenn or taking care of your senior or your loved one or somebody maybe experiencing some memory loss. Karen's a great resource. You can call her at 217-384-0100. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Karen Gert with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.